You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jasmine. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Well, yes, I do, but I have a park and I need roadside to move it from one place to the other. And my insurance company told me to call you and let you know from what street I needed to be moved and how much that's going to be. Is that can that be done?
Yes, ma'am. We can set that up for you. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes. No. I'm right now. I'm not currently with the car. I have it parked somewhere at this address. So I'm going to give you the address where it is parked. That
okay.
is 11.
One yes. moment. I haven't got to that yes. part yet. What I'm going
okay.
to do is get some information from you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You need my insurance policy number?
Yes, but first I will need your first name.
Yes, this is Soraya. That is Soraya.
Thank you. And also your last name?
Saif. That is S as in Sam, E, I, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, S as in Sam. Saif.
Thank you. And also, may you please provide a good callback number for today's service?
Yes, that is 347-303-1220.
Thank you. And also, would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. And what's your policy number?
That is 78/59-7138-683.
Okay, just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for security reasons, what is your full address?
Yes, that's 10770 Barely Lane, Houston, Texas, 10770.
Thank you. And what's the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
Yes, the one that we have that it needs this service is the 2008 Ford Fusion, and that is the dark gray.
And what's going on with the vehicle?
Yes, it started smoking, but it's no smoke. It's like the coolant was all over the engine, and we just don't want to, you know, drive it anymore because we don't want it to heat up.
Okay, so the vehicle ran hot?
No, it didn't. It didn't get to run hot. So
okay.
That was the good thing. We got it parked. But we don't want to, you know, turn it on or move it because that could be the case
okay.
if we do it anymore. So,
just going to ask a couple of questions. Does your vehicle shift
sure.
into neutral?
Yes. Well, yes, it's parked right now. It is off. It's not on. Right now, I'm not near the car. I have it parked in a safe place, but it's off of the street. It is parked.
Okay. And also, is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or a two-wheel drive?
I don't understand. No one can you explain to me what that is?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so you say you want to know what it means. Basically,
yes.
Let's see how I can easy way I can put it. It enables all four wheels of the vehicle to get power from the engine. So sometimes it'll go to all four, or it can be all two that it goes to.
I believe they are all four. It's an automatic.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, will you be on scene with the keys to the vehicle when the provider arrives?
If we have the keys available, yes, yes.
And also, will you be needing a ride with the service provider?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you well.
Yes, will you be needing a ride with the service provider?
What that is? I mean, somebody will be there. Yes.
And what's the address the vehicle is currently located?
The current location of the vehicle is 11702 Pinos Altos Drive. That is P-I-N-O-S, Pinos Altos, A-L-T-O-S, Drive. That is in Tomball, Texas, 77377.
Okay. And what's the address you're trying to get it towed to?
That is 7911 Burning Oak Lane, Richmond, Texas, 77407.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
Okay, what's the name of the place?
The name of what place? It is in front of a residential home, which is my sister's home.
Okay. Let's see, yeah. 7911, and how do you spell the street name?
Burning, it is B-U-R-N-I-N-G, Burning, Oak, O-A-K, that is Lane, L-A-N-E.
Okay.
Richmond, yes, Richmond, Texas, 77407.
Okay, so your benefit covers you up to $50, but we calculated this service costs more than your benefit. If you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs are more than your benefit will cover?
Okay, so how much would that be?
I'm not sure. I'll have to reach out to a provider and get a quote from them, and then I can definitely give you a call back with that information.
Okay, if it is too much because it's a long distance, I can change to a closer distance to where the vehicle is, which is less time. You want to take that address as well to see which one and give me the two estimates? Is that possible?
Yes, let me go back to that section.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what's that address?
That is 10770 Barely Lane. That is B as in boy, A-R-E-L-Y. Barely. And Lane is L-A-N-E.
Okay.
And that will be Houston, Texas, 77070.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment.
Yes.
Okay, so it's still stating that your benefit covers you up to $50 and that it will be an out-of-pocket expense.
Right, right. I understand. Can you then call me back with the estimates for both address? One is Burning Oak Lane, and the other one will be the default one or the closest one that I just gave you, the 1077 Burley Lane. And then I will see which one I'll decide according to what how much is going to be the charge.
All right, so what I'm stating is it's not going to go by, like, the address. The total cost to tow it, to matter what address it is, it's going to be an out-of-pocket expense. We're only covering 50.
Right. So then it doesn't matter where it goes. It's going to be one charge, but it's the $50 that the insurance company is covering is not enough to cover what's going to be the charge, right?
Correct.
That's what you're saying to me. Okay. So you're going to come back to me of how much. So it doesn't matter the distance, the amount that they are going to tell me. It's going to be the same thing, whether it's going to be closer or longer the distance. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And your name is Miss?
Jasmine.
Okay. So I guess you are going to call me back with that estimate or how much it's going to cost me?
Yes.
Okay, Jasmine. Thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance. Please be on standby.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.